Your Highness is always refuse to succeed.
I think I'm gravely in error. Gifford Gonet, you bound God to serve me.
Your Highness.
You have frequently, I believe, thought an audience. I grant it to you now.
Now, you have a good old friend. Find out what's really in her mind. Go to her head, Lord. Go to her head.
Man, your frank face pleases me.
Your Highness.
Frank faces are rare. Yours is absolutely rare.
We will talk, if you please, of the Highness of Britain.
Oh, perfect. You know I never talk with anybody interested in the way you do. You put yourself on the stage as your unique method of saying it. You say the most startling things in your face never known to love.
You will talk to the entertainment. When I was not in my cradle, my father and mother decided I was destined for this diplomacy. In consequence, my baby face has been an icy mark from the pink slime academy to Europe. And I was a baby.
Years ago, actually.
Years ago. Whatever my face lost, even for an instant, making the life of conservatism in order to learn in the school of ability, I was, saving your presence, thanked by my sacred mother.
Anything else. My dear Baron, you are
a successful. I really do wish I could persuade your Highness to accept my prince. The most harmless young man.
I know, I do.
Your Highness!
We're getting on.
Hate my old friend.
How have you located your men?
I have, Your Highness.
Well, then, this is the way. I mean, you first. There will be no assassination tonight.
Nonsense!
What?
Thank you.
Why should I? Thank you. young man and his wife.
I suppose we are.
And I owe it all to Baron Croft. You know, my dear, we really must find a way to reach him.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Well, my dear, I only want to please you. What can I do? All the babies I had in my disposal, I need to come to my head. Tell him of our happiness, for I am happy to have married my friend. Quite happy.
Thank you.